another episode of The Spirit of Haggard. Today, we are going to cover all things pharmacy. I am your host, Jody Lynch Findley of Jody Speaks Life, and I am sitting here with two of the pharmacists with Haggard Pharmacy. We've got the what I call Team Craigle, right? Team Craigle. Alex and Amanda Craigle. We're going to dig into what both of you do here at Haggard Pharmacy. And then let's talk about the impact of the pharmacy and just the dynamic of all that goes on inside and then all that goes out the door for the horses of Central Kentucky and really kind of what your jobs are and what they entail. So you guys are married and you are both working here as pharmacists. So let's start at the beginning and tell a little bit of that story for our listeners to understand your background and where you came from. I'm always quick to say that I don't think you might have said, when I grow up, I want to be a pharmacist at an equine hospital. So we got to give a little bit of background. Amanda, will you go first for us?
Sure. No, definitely. I feel like Alex and I have a history of kind of making impulse decisions. And we were actually already married, huge animal people, not really horse people, but dogs and cats and things. And the interest in pharmacy kind of came around. I mean, would you credit it with your brother?
My brother, he owns three pharmacies in Tennessee. So he went into it first. He's also my younger
brother. His younger brother was already in pharmacy school. And that sort of led us to start looking in that direction and the interest in it and pharmacy itself. And I think the original plan, like a lot of people go to pharmacy school, I think, was to maybe own our own independent pharmacy someday.
Okay.
Kind of the hometown drugstore thing, yes. You know, and that personal aspect of, again, like sort of your hometown pharmacy and everything. And that was really our plan when we went to, because to back up. So there we are, both wanting to get in pharmacy school. This was 2006, I guess, 2005 when we were thinking about it. It was very competitive at the time to get in. And so for both of us to try to get in at the same place was a bit scary. And so we basically said, we're going to apply to a bunch of places and the first one that takes both of us will go.
Okay. Yeah. So you're already married and you're going to apply to pharmacy school because your little brother owns three pharmacies, Alex. And so that was the plan.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So where did you land?
We were actually on an interview at a pharmacy school because that's you take your exams, you get selected to come interview. You're at your interview process. It's whole stages to getting accepted. We were on an interview when we got the call from one of the pharmacy schools, the one we ended up going to, that we were both accepted. And it was South University in Savannah, Georgia.
Okay.
And we were pretty excited because we did like the idea of Savannah for school. It's pretty nice. And so we just immediately accepted, and that's where we ended up. Yeah. And that pharmacy school is typically, it's kind of just what you'd expect. It's 4 years with summers off, that just the traditional schedule.
Right.
But South, it's like a
3 year year.
It's an expedited quarter program. Okay. So you go like 9 weeks, 2 weeks off. So you go year round. So it is kind of intense for, you know, something like pharmacy school. But we were able to graduate in 3 years instead of four.
So that's a benefit too.
Yeah.
That experience, right?
Especially when you make the decision as a second career, basically.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we had careers before this. I was a basketball coach. You worked for a financial company. So, I mean, totally different from the realm that we're in right now, for sure.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah.
So here you are in school for pharmacy, but you are still in your mind going to pursue human pharmacy.
Well, I did go to, so your last few months of pharmacy school, you do rotations, and that's like, it's experiential education is what they call it. And so there are certain different categories that you're supposed to hit from like retail, hospital, inpatient, like that kind of thing. And I did actually go to our experiential coordinator and I said, you know, I think, anything with veterinary would be really, really cool. Are there any zoos or anything that, you know, do this? Because that's definitely like novel delivery systems and stuff and, you know, how they're able to take care of those animals. And I mean, we both thought compounding was interesting anyway. Yeah. But then, and so she actually called, I think she called like the Knoxville Zoo and a couple of different zoos to see if there was anybody taking pharmacy students, and we couldn't find anything.
Wow.
So that ended up kind of being a thought at the time, sort of dead in the water. And then we still ended up here, you know, but
okay.
Yeah.
So let's talk about how did you end up here?
Our first jobs, we were in North Carolina, and I worked, in a home infusion pharmacy for humans. I think I always have to, I'm a human pharmacist, but I'm a pharmacist for humans. But, I was a home infusion pharmacist and, in Asheville, and he was,
I worked at a rural hospital.
Yeah. Inpatient hospital pharmacy.
You know, just making your typical IVs for sick people that are, you know, in the hospital.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so did you enjoy being on the human side of the medical field?
I did. I didn't have to deal with the typical pharmacist stuff that you see when you go in and pick up your prescriptions, the insurance problems that they deal with and shortages of drugs and this and that. Dealing with inpatients, you're directly dealing with nursing, you're directly dealing with the doctors, and it's a lot more of an interaction that's very similar to like what we do now.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And I did, with the caveat for anybody who is in pharmacy or looking at pharmacy, is, you know, I mean, there's the schedule can be a little bit hard when you're, you know, if you're having a family and that kind of thing, if you're at a hospital or like home infusion, there's a lot of, you know, taking on call hours. And, you know, if he's at the hospital overnight and I'm on call and we have a 2 month old, you know, that's hard. So, I was really looking for something with a schedule that, you know, facilitated the fact that we started our family.
Right.
Yeah.
And that did happen once or twice. I was at the hospital late and she did take call, and, you know, we were an hour away from Asheville where she worked, and it was take the baby in or bring her to the hospital with me. So,
Making
it work.
Yeah.
Yes.
Making it work.
Yeah.
Okay. So how did you end up in Lexington then from Asheville and that?
I had a friend from pharmacy school who was doing a residency at the VA in Lexington.
Okay.
Because it's kind of like pharmacy is actually sort of it's like a big world, but it's a small world at the same time. And she was doing her residency there. And we were just kind of thinking that, you know, we wanted something different. And there was an opening at the VA hospital. So Alex applied to that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, we were familiar with Lexington and we had gone to Keeneland and things like that. And so he applied at the VA and got that job.
Okay.
So so we really moved here for his job at the VA.
Yeah.
And I was pregnant with our second daughter and had a toddler. And so I was like, I'm just going to look for something with a little bit of part-time, you know, just to stay current and that kind of thing. And now it's evolved into an entire full-time career. So you just never know.
Right?
Yeah. You never know, because she interviewed for the job here when she was 8 months pregnant.
Oh, no. That's the funny thing about it is my first day on the job here was 14 days exactly before I gave birth. So I waddled in here and started the job, and 14 days later had our second daughter. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you truly have kind of built your family here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
So the job that you came into, Amanda, coming into Haggard Pharmacy, what was your first role?
So I was I was part-time dispensing pharmacist.
Okay.
So that was the pharmacy has grown. We have a lot more pharmacists on staff now and that kind of thing. But at the time, it was just that was, you know, just dispensing all the orders that came through, but really minimal hours at the time. Like I started very part-time, and then it just evolved over time into kind of more compounding and dispensing. And then it became just compounding. And now it's more operations, pharmacy operations, compounding operations and that kind of thing. So it's just it's been almost 12 years.
Yeah. Wow. So you've been here almost 12 years. Mm-hmm. When did you bring this guy on?
That was
2016, I think.
Yeah. So he's been here 8 years.
I've been here 8 years.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And it just, we were growing and
they grew. They needed another part-time pharmacist. So I came on as part-time.
Okay.
All the while this was good because we still had young kids. So, you know, while she worked part-time and I was working full-time at the VA, she could help do a lot with the kids. And so then it was my turn to help do a lot with the girls and stuff. And so, and then mine evolved to full time, and I took over the director in 2020, like a week before COVID shut everything down.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he kind of does, you know, he's the director and more like the background business side of it. And then I'm in compounding a lot, and then just kind of general pharmacy operations and that kind of thing. So, yeah. So it's weird because it kind of feels like it's our own independent pharmacy, but it's not, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's talk about that, because this is a dynamic operation.
Right.
So break down for us the staff. You said you've grown so much. How many pharmacists? And let's start there.
I think, well, we also have we have the newer pharmacy over at in Versailles. And that has one, we have one pharmacist over there.
Yep, that was added January 2023 is when it opened.
Right. And then we have eight pharmacists here at main campus.
Wow.
Yeah.
So there are eight, and are they all full-time?
Two are part-time.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then in addition to eight pharmacists, how many others that do you have supporting the operation?
There's almost 40.
Almost 40 people for the pharmacy between the two locations.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so anyone listening to this, I mean, this truly is a career opportunity.
Let's pause for just a minute to hear from our friends at ByMeta, our Spirit of Haggard podcast sponsor.
ByMeta might just be the largest animal health company you have never heard of until now. ByMeta Animal Health's equine products have been trusted by veterinarians and horse owners since the 1960s, where our Irish roots began. ByMeta is one of the largest producers of dewormers for horses like Equimax, Bimectin, Duramectin, and Exodus. World-renowned equine athletes rely on polyglycan, a patented formula designed to replace lost or damaged synovial fluid, and Confidence Eq 1% pheromone gel that reduces and prevents equine stress, to name a few of our branded products. We encourage you to consult with your equine veterinarian before using any equine products for your horse. Also, please visit buymetaus.com to learn more about our full product offerings and where you can buy them.
So let's talk about what you do. What happens in this pharmacy on a day-to-day basis? What are some of the duties and responsibilities from starting with pharmacy, pharmacist? Well,
for anybody familiar with pharmacy, a couple of things that stand out huge are the fact that, you know, we don't deal with any insurance. I mean, just literally talking about the day-to-day operations, we don't have to deal with insurance, which for our pharmacy, you know.
Technicians and dispensing pharmacists, that's like a...
Yeah, it's a relief.
Great.
We also could do this, but just for our pharmacy, it works better. We don't actually, we don't have a DEA number, so we don't deal with any controlled substances. We don't really dispense, you know, pain meds and that kind of thing. The pharmacy sort of evolved really, I think, to support the reproductive industry and the thoroughbred industry around here. So we do the compound, the sterile hormones and things for the mares in the repro program that we support our vets who then support the farms with that.
Right.
And then of course, you know, there's antibiotics, there's, I mean, the gastro support, that kind of thing for the horses. We compound, we dispense commercial drugs. I mean, so from a pharmacy perspective, it really is, I mean, it's kind of the unicorn because you get to compound, you're dispensing, you're dealing with veterinarians, you're dealing with the clients and the farms and the whole thing. So it's really interesting from a pharmacy perspective. You definitely don't think of this as being, you know, and what's funny about it is, I mean, here in Lexington alone, I think people don't even realize this exists, but there's what, four or five equine pharmacies.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right.
Yeah.
So. And that's one of my questions for you as well is, I'm not sure that our listeners always completely understand the demand for compounding, especially as it relates to equine medicine.
Yeah.
So talk a little bit about why the need for compounding might be more than we think it would be for equine.
So there are a lot of drugs that obviously that cross over to horses. However, based on dose or dosage form, it's just not realistic. Or, you know, it's 15, 18 tablets two or three times a day or something. And then, you know, how do you get a horse to take that? And is it palatable? And, you know, is it driving the owner or trainer crazy to try to administer it? So we can, you know, a lot of times we can turn that into a suspension or a paste or a powder and add flavors and that kind of thing to make it easier for the horse to have it. You know, then there are some things that just aren't even available, you know.
And so you're talking also, I'll just back up a little bit. You're talking about drugs that are available for human, canine.
Right.
So most of the drugs that are out there are going to be for species of higher demand or higher consumption or, you know, that kind of thing. Right. So
exactly.
You're working with multiple different species labels to create the needed solutions.
Absolutely.
Correct.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, so we're compounding things, we're dispensing commercial drugs, wherever the need is there on what we can do. And we've got a pretty extensive compounding formulary that we do dispense and make. And we supply, maybe almost 40 states for prescription drugs. Yeah. And then we can do OTC items to more states than that. But it's growing. I mean, you know, I think a lot of people don't, you do think of dogs and cats,
yes.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, it's definitely, the need is definitely there. We have a few other large animals sometimes too. We do a few things for.
Yeah, we've gotten calls from zoos. We've gotten calls from organic bison farmers and things like this on what to give
dolphins
to worm dolphins.
Yeah. We had a call about a rhinoceros the other day. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it has grown beyond the scope of the existing Haggard veterinary family.
Right.
So you all have, let's say, about 60 veterinarians, right? Somewhere in that neighborhood. So that's the core of your business. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yeah.
For the most part here locally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so you are providing them, meaning your veterinarians who are on farm calls, who are here in medicine and surgery and all of the departments here on campus, as well as your clients that are out at the farm level. Mm-hmm. And then you all are also on a pretty high volume delivery.
Oh,
yes, very much so. Probably 15 to 20 deliveries every morning for one area locale, and then 15 to 20 for another area locale in the afternoon. So especially during the breeding and foaling season.
And so you are managing kind of the dispatch of those drugs and medications that are needed, where they're needed, when they're needed. And that's usually not a planned out need. Oftentimes, I think you're dealing with emergency situations and last minute protocol changes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We have vets call all the time. Hey, can you get this delivered out to the farm today? So, you know, we try to accommodate as much as possible.
Right.
So what is your favorite part of what you do here? You've been here 8 and 10 years.
I mean, I think it sounds really corny, but I do really, really like the team that we have in the pharmacy and everything, you know, to come to work and enjoy the people that you work with. You know, I mean, you spend a lot of your life at work if you work full time or something, you know, so I think we've got a good culture down there. You know, everybody wants to pitch in. I always say, like, we have a lot of high achievers down there. So a lot of them, they're going to do more than what's asked of them just because they really want to do a good job, you know, and then we have a good time too.
Right.
So that's
the most important part.
Yeah. I like
Jody, if you wanted to do a TV series here, you could definitely do a TV series
it's
here too.
A reality TV show.
Oh,
down there.
Totally.
We could pitch that idea.
Oh, you definitely could pitch that idea.
Yeah.
Right.
But, you know, and then it's just, I don't know. I just like the fact that I walk into work and I see horses, you know, just grazing and, you know, and everybody's bringing their puppies in to meet everybody. And, you know, and then some thoroughbred's companion goat walks in the lobby or something.
Right.
You know? And I like that. I like that atmosphere. I like that we're out kind of on farmland and, you know, it's just a food truck shows up, everybody goes out. I mean, I don't know. I think it's a good atmosphere.
Yeah. I love that. The culture is good.
That's probably the best part.
Oh, I do.
Other than the people here. Like the culture here, again, I'm going to go back to the TV series. We could totally have a TV series.
It's a good cast of characters.
Oh, we have a cast of characters.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
So let's talk about that. When you are hiring, because you're talking about a team of 40 or 50 people. Mm-hmm. And so when you are looking for someone who is ready to come in and be a part of this team, what are you hiring for? What does that person bring to you? And how do you find
them? Can I go jump in on this one first? So we have almost 40 people. We have 4 married couples. So that's 8 people. So that's 1/5 of our pharmacy is.
Which any sort of like business
might be like, say, what are you all doing? Yeah, what are you all doing? However, the culture here, everybody, you know, they feel like they're a part of it. So,
well, I think when you like, I mean, at least the way it works out for us is that it's on the scary side of it too, but you've got 4 married couples. So everybody's eggs are in one basket, you know, like you're invested. Like, so it's kind of like owning stock in something. I mean, you know, you have a personal investment in how it does because you're both in it. And then you're backing each other up. And then it creates a system where this couple wants to make sure they do a good job covering for that couple when they're on vacation because they want them to cover for them when they're out, you know, and all that. And, you know, this one, they want to cover for them while they're out with a sick kid because something's going to happen for them, you know. So I think it's a very, you know.
Weird setup.
It is a weird setup, but it works.
But it works.
It does work.
What I'm hearing is it works.
It works.
So you have 4 married couples. Mm-hmm. So clearly you are looking for couple applicants.
Exactly.
No, I mean, you know, it's, I mean, you just want people. I will say this. We don't always look for people with a lot of horse experience. That's a plus, of course.
Yeah.
But I would say, I mean, pharmacy experience is more important to us than horse experience. And then the horse experience is a bonus.
Great.
You know?
And that, you're right. I want our listeners to hear that. We have so many young people who are in that, what I call student to professional transition, coming mm-hmm. into the industry. You know, it could be people that want to be veterinarians or otherwise, and so they are interested in all the roles that they're going to be in and around, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
So when those applicants come in mm-hmm. and they're like, well, I have some horse experience, but I do really want to pursue a career in pharmacy.
Yeah.
You know, what does that look like from a younger perspective? Mm-hmm. What about the students that are in school at UK? You know, here in town, University of Kentucky. So what do those entry-level roles for you look like?
We've had 2 girls come through here that started out front as retail associates. I guess got into the pharmacy program at UK. Caroline, I think, is going to end up going to Cincinnati. But they're getting into pharmacy school. So one's currently in there in probably her 2nd year now. And one getting ready to start.
But I mean, one of the main things we look for, honestly, is for somebody who is personable. You've got to be willing to work with people and talk to people. And that's clients and customers, and be able to kind of problem solve and think on your feet and deal with people. And also remember that, like, people come into the pharmacy and they don't always want to be there.
Right.
You know what I mean? Their animal is in need of, you know, what is probably not an inexpensive treatment or something, you know, and so you've got to be willing to deal with them and be flexible and, we need this out quicker. And what can I do to help you? We need to help you carry that out to your car, or let me go back and tell the pharmacist that you're here. Or, you know, I mean, you just have to be able to adjust to the situation for whatever it is. It's not one size fits all. And it's not assembly line.
Let's take a quick break to recognize our Spirit of Haggard podcast sponsor, Bimeda.
Bimeda might be the biggest animal health company you've never heard of until now. Bimeda's products have been trusted by veterinarians and owners since the 1960s when our Irish roots began. Bimeda is one of the largest producers of dewormers like Equimax, Bimectin, and Exodus. World-renowned equine athletes also rely on Polyglycan, a patented formula that replaces lost or damaged synovial fluid in Confidence X pheromone gel, which reduces and prevents equine stress. Consult your vet and visit buymedaus.com to see where to buy.
We didn't really talk through the credentials beyond you all as pharmacists, mm-hmm. but as you mentioned, you have some technicians that are credentialed.
Right.
So tell me about those roles and why that would be important.
So our technicians are amazing, first mm-hmm. of all. So yeah. we've got, I think from a technical standpoint, what we have here within our structure is we have like, I believe 6 different levels of technicians sort of, and that's just an in-house or the way we categorize.
Right.
But we've got specialty technicians, but we've got compounding technicians, dispensing technicians. And then we even have, registered, but not certified technicians, their kind of data entry and that kind of thing. But I mean, everybody's great. I mean, and our technicians, their roles are not set from day to day of, you know, I only make this or I only do this. I mean, it really varies on what needs to be done for the day.
Right.
So, which I think is good that they have that flexibility and that kind of thing. And it is really good here that there is a lot of flexibility in general with your life. We're very, we're like a big, small company also, you know, so where everybody again is very understanding to cover for the, hey, I've got a doctor's appointment. Hey, you know, I really want to go on my kid's field trip and then I'll be back at 2:00 or something, you know? And yes. so it is very good about that too. And I really enjoy that, even though again, we're big, but we can kind of act a little bit again, like a small business.
Yeah. And then what about the Resolvet brand? How does that fit in?
That there's a big push for that last year as far as the marketing goes, and there's a big push now, you know, with the product line.
I think tell our listeners what that is.
We have 13 SKUs. I think there's 8 products as far as it goes. We have a gastrointestinal supplement. We have a joint supplement. We have some skin supplements. We have some pre and probiotic supplements. Some hoof supplements. We've got for the local foals here. We have a diarrhea paste. That really helps our medicine crew out in the local farms. We have an electrolyte paste to help those yeah. foals that, you know, have the runs and stuff.
So. Yeah.
So the Resolvet brand has been almost, you know, it's its own little business mm-hmm. unit within the pharmacy as yes. that continues to grow. Yes. So I did want to make sure that we mentioned that because right. I think that for your outside sales team, that's a heavy focus as well. Is that correct?
Oh, it is. Yeah. Yeah. We hired a brand ambassador. I'm here beginning of 2023. He's helped tremendously as far
grow
as it goes, grow the brand. Yeah. And so there's a big push this year to really get that brand out there
right.
and promoted.
We launched a new website.
Yeah. New website
yeah.
for Resolvet, that has more of a user friendly ability to buy stuff online. And of course there's the pharmacy formulary app that they can get on their iPhones
right.
And Androids and stuff.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So many tools. Are yes. you doing all of this marketing?
No.
I thought I would get a pretty quick response on that, right?
No.
But you definitely have part of your team that's working on just the continued advancement of yes. the marketing and communication with mm-hmm. clients and potential clients.
Right. Right.
So let's talk about that with relationships. We touched briefly on, obviously, the core of your business has evolved from the in-house Haggard Veterinarians. Mm-hmm. What is your relationship outside of that with clients? Like how has that evolved?
I guess you could say, for one thing, a lot of our pharmacists do talk to the clients directly on the phone, because we're really not to the point where everything is electronic or, you know, it's done via an app or something. Maybe that's coming down the road, but right now there's still a lot more personal interaction, I think, with clients and veterinarians because our pharmacists, they could probably really put an exclamation point on that they're on the phone all the time right now. And they do a great job, you know, working with people and coordinating that because sometimes you're talking to clients and then you're turning around and then you're reaching out to their vet and you're making, you know, obviously you're verifying the prescription, but you're making sure this is what they need and, you know, and there's back and forth with that. So I think, we've had a lot of clients for a long time. Mm-hmm. So those relationships, a lot of them are very strong. And then new relationships all the time as people realize that we exist and we have something that they need. And
yeah.
We also have veterinarians that come in from different states and they work here via residency or internship or whatever. And they go back out and they're like, I'm familiar with Haggard and their products. And, you know, so, you know, they come back.
Right. Yeah. But, you know, and our pharmacist team, they're all knowledgeable on all aspects of what the pharmacy does. They know about the Resolvet line. They've all come over and done their compounding, the non-sterile compounding, the sterile compounding, the commercial drugs, the vaccines, the whole thing. So, you know, anybody that you get has gotten their hands dirty, even though you're not supposed to get your hands dirty when you're coming. But, you know, I know I keep saying it, but like, we're just very happy with the team that we have and how everybody, people jump in to help with something just because, oh, maybe they're a little bit better at the technology side of something. So they'll go ahead and help and do that. And then, you know, people will cover for the compounding pharmacists, even though they're all compounding pharmacists, but they'll cover when they come over, and then the compounding pharmacists will go over and help run scripts when they're really slammed on the dispensing side and everything. So, relationships within the pharmacy, relationships with the clients, the doctors. That's another thing that's nice about here is that you can just go out in the garage and talk to the vets and hear what's going on out in the field and everything, you know?
Yeah.
And that's nice too.
So we've talked a lot about what you love about what you do here at Haggard Pharmacy and what's great about it. But I always have to ask the question, what is the most challenging part of your job?
Sometimes it's to stop thinking about it when you go home.
for both of us, yes. Probably the most challenging thing for us from pharmacy is that pharmacy is so heavily regulated. So with regulations that are in place.
Not that you don't want to meet those regulations. Yes. It's just for the fact that we're also licensed in so many states. And so it's not just one thing. You know, you have to make sure that you're ticking off all the boxes for everything. Yeah. That I would say that just making sure, you know, that everything is exactly as it should be. But then, and also just sort of, we are also kind of always playing beat the clock with what you said with the pace and everything.
Right.
To try to meet that volume and that demand. And you know that, you know, there's a horse or an animal that needs treatment, and to make sure that we have that ready in time as they need it, where they need it, but also that everything's done correctly.
Yes.
You know,
dosing and the importance of.
Yeah. Yeah, pharmacy kind of demands perfection.
Right.
And then as humans, that's kind of
impossible.
Yeah. I mean, well, you know, there's going to be errors along the way. So just trying to minimize that and do the absolute best job you can on every level of it. I mean, it can be stressful, but it's still.
Right. You know, rewarding.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So as we wrap up our discussion of all things pharmacy, what would you tell our listeners? They're, you know, the listener, what do they need to know that we haven't shared with them? And then most importantly, for our young people that might have an interest and be like, oh my gosh, I never thought about a career in a pharmacy at an equine hospital. What would you share?
I would tell a pharmacy student to do as many outside the box rotations as they can possibly do. Like, just do the weirdest thing that's available, you know, and see where that leads, you know, and make connections with your preceptors and the people that are there on the rotations and everything. Because I think the rotations are great because it opens your eyes to opportunities you didn't know existed. And, you know, I hope that, I mean, it was feels like a long time ago now that we were in pharmacy school, but you know, I hope they're still sending students in different places and that kind of thing, you know, so that they get those opportunities. So, you know, branch out and do some weird stuff.
Do weird stuff. Yeah. I like that. Maybe that'll be the title of this episode. Yeah. Do weird stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what, you know, because you never know where it'll lead.
I totally agree. So, I try to do as many different ones as I could. Don't just stick with the, I'm going to be a retail pharmacist. Go out and try.
There's anything wrong with
that. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
So, but try the different things.
Yeah.
So as far as pharmacy goes. Now, if you're a horse person and you don't want to be outside with the horses and you want to come in, there are all kinds of different other avenues as far as it goes with horses in a horse pharmacy. There's the marketing. There's the sales. There's the technician part of it that we have. We have people that do our accounting stuff. So if you just want to be around the horse stuff and you're good with numbers, then there's that too.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you all have shared so much, and I hope this makes our listeners want to come visit. If you haven't come to visit Haggard and gotten on main campus, you want to visit and get a tour and check out the Haggard Pharmacy while you're here. You might even get to meet one of the four married couples. Yes. Yeah. It's a possibility.
Yeah. Good chance.
It's a good chance that while you're here, you can kind of find out what's in the water around here for, for that sort of thing. But again, this has been really eye-opening and a great learning experience to better understand just the capacity and the dynamic of pharmacy as it relates to the equine industry. So thank you both for sitting down with us today and sharing with our listeners all about the Haggard Pharmacy and all the heart and soul that you clearly put into what you do every day. So with that, listeners, we hope that you will join us here for the next episode of The Spirit of Haggard. And with that, have a great day. Cheers.
Thanks for tuning in to the Spirit of Haggard podcast today, sponsored by ByMeta. I'm your host, Jody Lynch Findley, speaker and podcaster. You can connect with me at jodyspeakslife.com.